I don't even know. What are we talking about this week?
You've been posting all kinds of album reviews. I figured we'd talk about Clean the House music.
We could do that.
Yeah, I've been... actually, I was trying to scroll through your old Clean the House music reviews and look for an idea for an outgoing MIDI.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's funny. I thought about... I thought about asking somebody else for a MIDI recommendation this week, but I forgot to.
Maybe you could get something by Tycho. Or the Weepies.
The Weepies. That would be good.
Yeah.
Well, you're definitely not on your headset now because I can hear feedback coming through.
Oh.
Not bad. Just on occasion.
Well... let's give it a whirl.
Yeah, it's what it is.
It is what it is.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know. I thought we could talk about that. And I could talk a little bit about the recent O Kentucky Post since the last thing. Or I could just bring you up to speed on what's going on in 1971 in baseball and the NBA playoffs. And
we could talk about stuff we'd never write about, too, like,
that's true.
Have you been following baseball at all this year?
I just keep up with the A's scores, but actually I'm behind on that. The last I saw, they were, I think, 5-7. They'd fallen two games below 500. And I have not checked their score since then, but they lost the first two games of their series over the weekend. I think that's what it was. Have you paid any attention?
No, it just dawned on me yesterday. I was talking to somebody about the, he's a big Mariners fan.
Wow.
And I live out here, yeah. Right? So, and he's a huge baseball fan. He grew up in this part of the world. And in fact, he used to work for the Asheville Tourist.
Oh, okay.
He was their PR person.
Oh, I think you've told me about
that. And, so he and I were talking yesterday and it dawned on me. I haven't even looked at the score. I mean, I haven't even looked. I don't know why this year, for some reason, I guess with looking for a house and all that stuff, I just haven't even thought about it. So the A's have lost four in a row. So that's good.
Oh, my. So they're collapsing.
So they're 5-8 at this point.
That's rough. Yeah. You know, that was one of the your Seattle guy in my, you know, the Milwaukee Brewers have just started playing last season in the 1970s season.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And they moved from Seattle like in this. And they had not like determined where that team was going to play, like right up until the start of the regular season.
I didn't know they came from Seattle. So they were the old AAA Seattle team.
They were the old Seattle Pilots.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I always assumed that the Mariners were the Pilots.
No. The Mariners were a brand new start, I think, in 1976. No, 1977 was their first season. I can remember by thinking about the baseball cards.
That's weird. But, yeah, I didn't realize that the two Seattle – I never made the connection that the two Seattle football and the baseball team came in so close together.
Yes, they both came in at the same time. Yeah, it is odd, isn't it?
That's weird.
Yeah. But I think it really kind of breaks my heart, too, because in on YouTube, or at least 2 years ago, there was this film that like the Seattle Pilots had put together after their inaugural season in 1969, and about everybody being, you know, it was exciting and the first year of Seattle baseball and all this kind of stuff. And I think that's it. I think I'm pretty sure that it was just 1969. I think that was the first season. So it was just 1 year in Seattle.
That is kind of sad.
It is. It's very sad. I'm going to look that up while we're talking about this.
But that's then they strange.
Yeah.
Well, when did the Braves move to Atlanta? Do you know? When was that move?
Well, certainly by the time I started paying attention. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, this is great. The email.
The Seattle Pilots were an expansion start in 1969. They just played the one season. And they were in the West. They were in the West. And yeah, they didn't move to Milwaukee. They didn't move operations, although it was talked about for a long time. But they moved operations on April 1 of 1970. And of course, they start the season then, you know, just a few days later.
That's strange.
It is strange.
Well, Milwaukee wasn't without a team very long. They moved to Atlanta in 66. If I'm reading this right.
Talking about baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny though. You know, I always thought the Seattle Mariners were just the Seattle Pilots. That's strange. I don't know why I just always assumed, I guess.
So, you know, we visited your parents yesterday.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So we visited your parents yesterday in Marion, and I was telling Rachel on the way back about the baseball caps that your mother sewed for you and Go Heath.
That's right.
The A's and Dodgers caps. Those things were so cool. She did a really good job on this.
Can you explain to me why? And I really don't know what because I haven't followed baseball that closely the last 20 years. Yeah. Why Houston moved to the American League and Milwaukee moved to the National League?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, some kind of. Yeah, I don't know. No,
that's,
I can't.
That's never made sense to me. I've never quite understood it. But
yeah, I know it. Yeah, now we're in the A's are in the same division with the Astros. Yeah, it's so strange.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It still catches me off guard, you know.
Oh no, yeah. Same here. I always think of the Brewers. I think of them in the, you know, in the
least. Sure.
Yeah. And then I think of the Houston Astros, and of course, I only think of the '70s Astros. I never think of anything else.
Yeah.
You know, I just picture them in those uniforms playing in the playoffs. You know, I equate the Astros with one player. J.R. Richards, that's it.
That's the one you think of?
That's it. That's the Houston Astros, is J.R. Richards.
To me, the quintessential Houston Astro player is Cesar Cedeno.
Oh, really? Now, see, my second one would be probably Art Howe, right?
Yeah, Art Howe, yeah.
Because I thought he looked 80 when he played for them in the 70s, you know, when I was a kid. I thought, that guy looks so old.
In Trivial Pursuit, the original Trivial Pursuit, there's a question about somebody ruining the day. I need to look this up. I'm sure if this is true at all, I'm sure there's some kind of internet discussion devoted to it. I hadn't thought of this for a long time, but there's some kind of conversation about what day I think it's the Expos. What day do they rue? You know, why do they rue such and such day? And it's the day they release Terry Poole.
Oh, okay.
Who then went and played for Houston. It's a little bit of a overstatement of Terry Poole.
just a little, yeah. A little bit. He must have had a good year the year they made questions, yeah.
That's I think it might have been like some kind of play on grammar or something like that.
Right.
Do you remember
that's the time? Pretty funny though.
Do you remember the time that we were playing? I think it was a board version of Jeopardy. It might have been Trivial Pursuit or some other trivia game. And the question to us was, "What do Texans?"
Oh yeah, that was at school. We were playing like seniors in high school or something. Yeah.
What do Texans? Never forget. Right. And we could not even understand
the question. Context. Yeah. Like what are they talking about?
And then when we found out that the answer was the Alamo, we were both so mad at each other that the other one didn't get it.
Why didn't you know that? This tells you everything you need to know about the A-team that we were on, so
yeah.
We were so bad. Okay, here's a fun game we could play. Oh, Tuke, I actually have a question for you.
Yeah.
So this is based off a post I did not too long ago because you never responded to this. But no, just because I think you guys were on vacation. But so what to you is the start of spring?
the star. Oh yeah, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, where you explain. I think I was in an email actually. Maybe it was at the Heath Post.
It was on the Masters Post.
Excuse me. Yeah, you're right. It is in the Masters Post. I never did about that. Yeah, for me, it's very much driven by the month, and so.
Okay.
For me, it's always been that December, January, February are winter. March, April, May are spring. June, July, August is summer.
Summer, sure.
November is fall. And so it's really more driven by that than it is.
Sure. That makes sense to me. Yeah. It
makes sense. Yeah.
Instead of an event. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, I could see that. Okay, here's a fun little game we could play.
Okay.
And some of these I'll have a hard time, I have to admit. So if I what we'll do is we'll say I'm looking at the standings right now at the MLB.com. So
okay.
If I tell you a team,
okay.
You tell me the player you associate with that team.
Okay, great.
Okay. So the Baltimore Orioles.
Food pal.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Cal Ripken's the one I think of there.
Yeah, I understand. It makes more sense, but Boog Pal.
Boog Pal, that's really interesting. Well, I figure for you it's going to be a lot driven around your cards.
Yeah, it is. We're pretty much talking the 1975 baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, this is great. This is great. I'm so excited to do this.
The New York Yankees.
Elliot Maddox.
That's great. For the long, you know, it's funny for me. I don't know why, but I always think of Thurman Munson. I always think of Chris Chambliss.
Yeah.
Right. That team, those guys. That's the ones I always think of.
Chris Chambliss. You know, because, and I don't know if it's Chambliss or Shambliss, but you know, he's one that. I mean, he's never going to make the Hall of Fame or anything like that. But he was a big player.
He was a very good player. Yeah.
At the time. I mean, he was a really big player. You know, he had the huge hit in that.
Sure.
In the League Championship Series. And then he was a key player to the Braves becoming not terrible, you know.
When they made the move over there. Yeah.
When he made the move over there, that was a huge. They didn't become a World Series team at that point, but they went to being, you know. A quite good team.
No, see, I would put Chris Chambliss on the same level as, like, Davey Lopes, Steve Garvey, all those guys on the Dodgers teams.
Yeah,
I always thought of Chambliss as being just as good as those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see that. I mean, he apparently was a big stud football player, too.
Not really.
Yeah, well, I think that's true.
Boston Red Sox.
Okay, for me, I guess it's Fisk.
You know, the one for me is Yastrzemski.
Yeah.
I just liked him when I was a kid. I always liked him. I thought he was fun to watch. Tampa Bay? No idea. Nobody.
Leroy Salmon.
Well, it's funny with Tampa Bay, the first connection you make is their manager. It's not a player.
Yeah, that's true.
Toronto?
For me, that's this is a baseball card guy, Otto Velez, who was on their expansion team.
I don't think of anybody. I mean, I think of the guy that hit the home run, but I can't think of his name.
Yeah, Joe Carter.
Joe Carter, thank you, yeah.
Velez, I think, was their first All-Star Game participant. And the other guy I think about is Dave Steeb. Remember that pitcher, Dave Steeb?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the reason I think of him is because he was always on Channel 6 because he'd gone to SIU.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that's the current American League East. What about Detroit?
For me, that's Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell together.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with Detroit. I can't. There's nobody that just pops to my head. There's at least whose name I can think of. It's funny when I think of Detroit, I think of the stadium more than I think of any, and their uniforms. I
Yeah,
love their
the
uniforms.
stadium is so distinctive.
Their stadium was fantastic. Minnesota?
For me, that's Tony Oliva.
Yeah, for me it's the outfielder. What's his name?
Kirby Puckett.
Kirby.
Yeah. Rod Carew would be way up there, too. It, for me, it'd be Oliva and Carew, and actually, Burt Blyleven.
Puckett was on those 80s. He was on those 80s teams that
Oh, yeah.
where they played the Cardinals, right?
Yeah.
The White Sox.
Okay, for me, it's Bill Melton, who is a third baseman and first baseman for
It's Fisk for me.
Oh, really?
I
As a
remember
White Sox?
him. It's funny. I just
Sure.
think of him as more of a White Sox guy than I
That's
do a,
interesting. Yeah.
yeah.
On those really bad uniform numbers. Yeah.
Kansas City.
Kansas City. That's exactly what you're thinking of. But I'm just going to say Amos Otis.
That's a good one. Those I hated
George
those Royals
Brett.
teams so much, but
Here's George
yeah,
Brett.
George Brett. I mean, that's who I always think of, and I think I can't stand Kansas City because of him. So
I can't stand Kansas City. So, you know what? Which is pretty neat. There's a guy who I go to church with. He was living in Kansas City when Finley left. He had some kind of business in Kansas City in the 60s, and he was there when Finley left Oakland or left for Oakland from Kansas City, and then they started the Royals. Like he got to, I guess he was involved with the chamber and that sort of thing.
sure.
But anyway, he's still a huge Royals fan. You know, he follows them all the time. But anyway, it's kind of fun to talk to him.
Cleveland Indians.
Let's see. There's a guy named Charlie Spikes who was a pretty good outfielder for them off of the 70s. That's who I think of.
Nap LaJoie is who I think of.
Naplejoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There should be more guys like that for me, but I've been so tuned out of baseball now for such a long time. Houston, of course, I said
Naplejoy, for me, he's like the cover boy of extra innings.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Houston.
That's really what this whole
Well, I
podcast
guess
is.
Detroit Lions. That should be Ty Cobb for me or somebody like that, but
We should just get on this podcast and just play extra innings for 30
we
minutes.
could do that. I started to develop a web-based version of extra
Perfect.
innings for a while.
I think it exists now.
Does it?
I think it
It
does.
should if it
I
doesn't.
may be wrong, but I think it does. Oh no, you know what? I'm thinking of pay dirt. Yeah, I remember finding that.
Houston, we talked about.
Yeah.
The Angels?
You know, honestly, this would be maybe this is kind of like your Carlton Fisk. Mine might be Reggie Jackson.
I was going to say Reggie Jackson too. And to me,
Yeah.
that is the quintessential Angels. That's the
Yeah.
Angels to me. They're always off somehow.
Yeah. Maybe free agents and.
Yeah. Something's just not right with that team.
Yeah.
Seattle? For me, that's Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah. I mean, he would have to be the guy. I mean, I think of the expansion team
Either
down
that
in
or Jim
Australia.
Zorn. It's got to be one of
Yeah.
those things.
Yeah.
What about Oakland for you? When you say think Oakland A's, who do you think of?
Probably, I mean, really, I think of Rickey Henderson. I mean, he's the best A that I've seen, but I don't know. I mean, maybe Vida Blue, you know.
Gene Tennis, that's who I think
Gene
of.
Tennis, that's a good choice. I could see that.
Yeah, Sal Bando, those guys. They just stick in my brain for some
Yeah.
reason. But yeah, Henderson. Henderson was so much fun.
Everybody always talks about the Dodgers farm system, but you know, all those good A's, they all came out of their own farm system. In addition to a bunch of guys who then went and starred in other places like Rick
Yeah,
Monday
Rick Monday left.
and George Hendrick. Those guys both were A's.
You know who's a good A? Dave Henderson. He was a good
Dave
A.
Henderson was a great, great.
He was a
great one. Yeah.
He was,
yeah,
he was a great
Tony
one.
Tony Phillips was really good.
Yeah. The Rangers?
Oh, gosh. You know, really, Billy Martin, for when he was the manager there.
You know, Nolan Ryan is the only person I think
of.
Yeah,
Nolan Ryan. They had a guy, I'll tell you who I really kind of thought about a lot, was they had a player named Lenny Randle, who just played a couple of years for them. But then he became like a star in the Japanese baseball league. And like I was forever like reading the sporting news, like reading about him doing like how he was doing in Japan, and thinking like, what if he comes back to the major leagues? Like, will he be a great player in the major? Like, will the Rangers be really? I don't think they'll play in the major leagues again.
How about Washington?
I have no sense of the Washington Senators.
Walter Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, mine would be Ted Williams as manager of the Senators now.
You know, it's Bobby Bonilla, didn't he play for Miami?
Gosh, he might have. I think of him with the Pirates and the Mets.
Yeah, I do too, but he's the one I think of, sort of like you were talking about with Shambliss. He's the one I think of that kind of went to Miami, but maybe he didn't.
But that's a great comparison. Chris Shambliss, Bobby Bonilla. People think about, now anybody ever talks about with Bobby Bonilla is that contract deal where he keeps getting paid by the Mets. But he was great. He was a great baseball player.
So he played with them when they were the Marlins.
Okay.
He went through like a whole transition period there.
Yeah.
And he was just there. He was there for a short time, but yeah. Yeah, he was a good player. I mean, he really traveled around, but he was a good player.
Oh, he was. I mean, at the start of his career, he was
well, yeah, Bonilla and Bonds.
Bonilla
and Bonds. That was the connection, right?
Right.
The New York Mets.
That's Seaver for me.
Gary Carter.
Okay.
Hate the Mets.
Gary Carter.
Oh, yeah.
The kid.
Atlanta.
Charles isn't a bad one, but for me it would be Dale Murphy. Or
you know, Dale Murphy. Dale Murphy. Glenn Hubbard.
Yeah, Bruce Benedict. Rafael Ramirez.
Philadelphia.
Horner. Bob Horner.
So, Bob Horner was great. I love Bob Horner. I used to imitate his swing all the time. And that makes me think with Philadelphia, Greg Luzinski.
I'll tell you what, that early 80s first bit of TBS Braves, those guys, that's like the end of childhood for me.
Yeah, no, those were great. Those were great. Yeah. Who was that center fielder for those Philadelphia teams in the 70s?
Gary Maddox.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was really good.
He was really good. He was always, people always talk about how great he was as a defensive player.
Yeah.
And he was a pretty good hitter, but everybody talked about him being the best. And he would be my guy. I was actually, though, a pretty big Mike Schmidt fan.
I could see that. Schmidt was a good player. He was a very good player. I mean, he was fun to watch, and he was – it's funny, you know, I didn't have a in my mind, to me at the time, Mike Schmidt and Gary Clark were Jack Clark, sorry. We're very much the same in my mind for some reason.
Yeah.
We saw St. Louis so much, but
yeah. You used to go to the games.
Oh yeah, we went to some games. We went and saw the next team, Cincinnati. We went to see them play. The Reds to me are Joe Morgan. That's the Reds.
Yeah.
Cesar Geronimo. I love Cesar Geronimo. I thought he was great.
I didn't like any of those guys. In fact I hated Joe Morgan.
Oh, I hated Morgan and I hated Rose.
They were just so good.
I liked Foster a lot for some reason. He just looked so angry. I liked him.
Foster was great. Ken Griffey. I mean, my favorite of those guys was Ken Griffey. But I just hated those Reds.
Yeah, I did too.
I mean, they were just... Because really, they usurped... You know, they take over from the A's.
Well, and there's something about their... Yeah, there's something about them too I never cared for, but poor Steven, you know, he had the those Reds and then the Yankees to beat up on the
Oh, yeah.
Dodgers, so
Yeah, I guess the World of Dodgers. You know, and I did not, you know, this is so stupid of me, but it wasn't until we got to college that I realized like how big a deal the Reds are in Kentucky. We've talked about this before, but
Oh
the
yeah, and Western
Cardinals are
Kentucky, in Western Kentucky, they're nothing. Yeah.
they're nothing. I mean, there is zero. And but really, like I-65, you know,
They're huge.
oh my. I mean, those guys feel like I mean, they're friends of mine from Louisville. They feel about the Reds the way like Western Kentucky feels about UK basketball.
Yeah, no, they're huge Reds fans. I was surprised by it too. I mean, yeah, in Lexington, it was the same way.
It's really not even the equivalent to me. Their feelings about the Reds are stronger than Western Kentucky's feelings about the Cardinals. You know, it really is like a whole other level.
That's so much closer, you
Yeah.
know. I mean, kids, I got the impression from people I knew who grew up in Lexington, especially they went to Reds games all the time, every
Yeah.
year or so.
And I'm sure you have people like this. I mean, I can point to about five different people who, if you ask them who's the greatest baseball player of all time, they're saying Johnny Bench.
Yeah, that's true. I used to hear that.
And
Well,
I
I
always
mean, Bench, yeah. It's funny, you know, he's a guy who he reminds me of who's the player that was so great for the Cardinals in like the 50s?
Sam Neill.
Stan Musial. Bench reminds me of Musial. You know, in his day, Bench was
That's good.
like he was the guy. I mean, he was just the guy. And Johnny Bench, you never hear anybody talk about Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
You
Well, you
know.
do if you live near. If you do, if you live near I-65.
You know what I mean, though? I mean,
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
nationally, he was a huge guy nationally, but.
Absolutely. Well, you know, he was the host of you know, This Week in
That's
Baseball.
right. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah. I don't understand why people like that. I'm not sure I understand why their oeuvre sort of dissipates. I don't know. But for whatever reason, he's kind of a forgotten player, it seems like.
I think that what happens with my guess is it's part of what happened with Bench was that his numbers, his like power numbers for catcher were so much better than anybody but Yogi Berra. And then you know, come Gary Carter and
Right.
then you know, some of the other guys, then it becomes less of an anomaly. And then once you talk, so now he's, you know, now you're talking about other position players and the longevity of his career is just not up to
Right.
like Strzemski, for example, or somebody else. I don't know, but
Yeah, but
that's
you
just
think
my
about when we were kids, I mean, everybody talked about Bench being the greatest defensive catcher of all time
Yeah.
and, you know, maybe the second best hitting catcher of all time, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. How about the Brewers?
You know, for me, that's Hank Aaron.
Really?
Yes, it is because he played you know, he finished up there and you know, I don't really remember. Do
Robin
you remember?
Yount for me is the Brewers,
Yeah,
yeah.
and that makes more sense, but do you remember Aaron breaking the? Do you remember the breaking the record or anything like that?
No, not at all.
I
Stephen
don't think
might. I've never
I'm sure
asked
he
him,
does.
but no, I don't. The Cubs?
Rick Monday, maybe.
Lee Smith.
Yeah, Lee Smith, Steve Stone. You know, Steve Stone
Ah,
because he was.
sure.
Yeah, because he was both a pitcher and then he broadcast for years and years.
Oh, the Cubs. I didn't realize they were off to such a shaky start this year. They're 6-7 right now. Pittsburgh?
Stargell.
Yeah, same here. That's the first person I always think of, too. I have to admit, when they beat, I was so happy when they beat the
Oh, me too. Me too.
Orioles. Well, and Dave Parker's a fun one, and he's another one that I think of fondly as an A.
Yeah.
Dave Parker
Yeah.
was
No,
great.
I really like that Pittsburgh team. I like the Pirates.
Yeah, that was a very fun
Pirates.
team.
We went to Heath. We're the
It's
Pirates.
funny to think about Jim Leland
Yeah.
still coaching. You know, like coaching that long, it's just hard to believe.
I know.
Because he seemed older then, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was very young.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
Lou Brock.
You know, I think of Ozzy probably more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Porter, Daryl Porter. That should be my Royals guy. I couldn't stand that guy. I went to a Cardinals game one time when Porter was playing for them, and he struck out 4 times in the game. It was the best. It was fantastic. I was so happy every time he struck out. Arizona, I don't even know if they have a team.
Yeah.
Same with Colorado. I no connection.
Yeah.
It's funny, those two are 1-2 right now in the West.
That's crazy.
The Dodgers? Steve Garvey to me, yeah. He's the Dodgers.
There's the guy. I mean, honestly, if you want to talk about the one guy that... I mean, it did feel like... People love Steve Garvey so much. It did feel like he was going to go down as like one of the greatest players of all time, and he has disappeared.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you think about it. I mean, he had that... He was on that run of teams with the Dodgers, and that runner team with the Dodgers that never won a World Series, they're forgotten. They're a completely forgotten team.
Yeah.
You know, nobody thinks about that team.
They won one, didn't they? Didn't they end up winning?
No. I mean, they won in 80. Did they win like 80 or something?
Yeah.
But by that point, it was different, you know? Was it 80 that they won, or was it 81? Somewhere in there. But it was different at that point.
Second to the Astros.
I forget why I think of that as a different team. Like
it's gonna be 81 because that's Fernando Valenzuela.
Right.
Yeah, they won they beat the Yankees in the World Series with Fernando. Golly, Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah, it's funny. Did you listen to Kornheiser this week or last week, whenever it was? And they were talking about the windup.
Yeah.
Going away.
Yeah.
I'd heard them talk about that on PTI, and I thought about. Fernando's the person I thought about, of course.
There you go. That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought of him.
The Padres.
It could be Garvey.
Rod Cruz. Is it Rod Cruz? Didn't he play for them?
No, you're thinking of Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Angels is who Cruz played for, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. Actually,
it's funny you say Garvey because I could see that too. But
I think of that shortstop that they traded Ozzie Smith for, Gary Templeton, who was St. Louis, and then they sent Ozzie Smith over to St. Louis.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Somebody else. So I think of him because Gary Templeton. To me, when that trade happened, I couldn't believe the Cardinals would give up on Gary Templeton. He seemed...
he was great.
Because he hit for such a high average for a shortstop at the time, and I just, you know, not actually watching games and knowing about defense, I just couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless of how good a defensive player this Ozzie Smith guy was, you know, how could you give up on Gary Templeton? Oh, yeah, that's right. The 1981 Dodgers... they had Pedro Guerrero. By that time, he had come in.
So who was the... okay, the Giants. Who do you think of as the Giants?
Chris Spire. just because he was the favorite player of one of my college friends. I think of Bonds.
I think about Jack Clark.
Jack Clark, yeah.
I never could stand him. With the who was the guy that played for the Cardinals? It was Dave Clark. No, who was the guy that played for the Cardinals that was such a good hitter?
Went and played for them.
Yeah, but he wasn't there that long, was he? Am I thinking of a different person?
Only for 3 or 5 years in St. Louis, I think. Clark in...
Maybe I'm getting confused.
You're thinking of Jack Clark.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But he's not the one. Who was the Clark Is it the same Jack Clark? Now I'm really getting confused.
Yes. Yes. Same Jack Clark. Jack Clark, who starts out with the Giants. He goes to St. Louis. And then I think he goes to the Yankees later.
Yeah, you're right. He spent 1 year with the Yankees.
I know how to use the internet. I'm going to look him up right now. There's Jack Clark. Oh, my gosh.
That's. I don't think that's who I'm thinking of, though, for the Giants. Yeah. Who am I thinking of for the Giants? Who was on that team that played in the World Series against the A's?
No, by that point, he's long gone.
Right.
Will Clark. You're thinking of
Will Clark. Clark. Thank you. Jeez, I knew it was a Clark. Yeah, Will Clark. That's who I think of when I think of the Giants. I never could stand Will Clark.
This has been the podcast of us just trying to jog each other's memory.
It just makes me realize I've forgotten everything because I don't follow baseball as much as I used to.
Hey, I gotta go. I gotta get back to work.
Oh, yeah, same here. I better get to work, too.
Okay. More than a feat.
I had no idea what we'll close with, so we'll see. Maybe something baseball-oriented.
Yeah. Maybe. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.